I'm joined by Eleanor Moon Park. She's one of the directors of One Beat. I'm also joined by Mpumelelo Mkata. He's a guitarist from the South African band Blackjacks, and he's one of the 25 fellows in the program. Eleanor, could you explain what the program aims to do?
One very, very central goal is cultural diplomacy. That is the idea of using arts and artistic expression to create a dialogue between musicians from many different regions of the world. Along with that, we have, you know, a goal of just creating beautiful music together, and we have a goal of engaging with the communities across the United States.
Well, Mpumelelo, if I could move to you now, what kind of music do you perform, and how did you get involved in this fellowship?
I made a mixtape for an architecture magazine called Domus. There was a friend, I guess I can call him a friend now, a guy called Daniel Perlin, who's a lecturer at MIT in New York, and he was doing research on who would be best to make this mixtape called The Sound of Johannesburg, because Domus magazine was doing the sound of their favorite cities around the world, architecturally and otherwise. So he found me that way, and then I guess he heard about One Beat because he lives in New York, and then he reached out to me because he liked the conversation we had while making that mixtape, and he said, would I be interested in this? I should give it a look. So I went to the website, I checked it out, and I thought it was seemed like a brilliant initiative. So that's how I found out about it. The music I make, I guess you could say African rock and roll.
It seems like quite a roundabout or unconventional way of getting together with another group of musicians, sending a mixtape to an architecture magazine. That's kind of outside the box.
Yeah, that's it. That's globalization, free association, train of thought, action, movement. Like, it's all putty, it's all clay, it's all moving like water, and it's the same with the music here. And I think all the fellows who are here in this program have a story, you know, that's just as fascinating as to how they got here. You know, we don't have enough time to get into all that stuff. It's just so crazy. I look around me and I'm looking at different political situations, cultural backgrounds, styles of music, personalities. You know, it's a really incredible experience, and I think coming out of it, going back to our respective countries, lives, and worlds, there's no way we will not be affected and changed, I would imagine, for the better.
Do you think it's realistic to think that change can be brought about through music, or is that a little bit idealistic?
Well, I'm coming from South Africa, so that's basically, yeah, change can happen through music. I don't know if most people have seen this film called Amandla, which is a tagline, a revolution in four-part harmony. Freedom through South Africa, for the most part, was won through music, because music unified people into a movement and gave them the courage to stand up. One voice next to another, next to another, next to another creates a harmony. People feel brave enough to face whatever obstacles are in the way of their, freedom and rights. So I think definitely music has that thing, because it's kind of a more a language that everybody can relate to, you know. It's one thing to talk about feelings, you know. It's another thing to actually convey them through sound, you know. And I think people can relate to that, whatever their prejudice. A beautiful piece of music is a beautiful piece of music, and if it has a message behind it, then you're more likely to understand where the next human being is coming from.
Well, Eleanor, let me put that question to you. Do you get the sense that in the United States, anyway, people are receptive to this kind of message, and that some kind of political or social change can be affected through music?
You know, One Beat is, as a director, and I think all three of the directors feel this way, the thing that we really love and were impressed by in our first year, and now we're seeing it in the second year, is the power of this exchange of ideas that happens here. It really serves to inspire action, I think. And this program, you know, we're together for just 4 weeks, but it's really just, in our minds, the beginning of a long, maybe lifelong relationship between these musicians and the communities that they touch back home and communities here in America.